morning, 7:52 a.m., Tuesday, April the 25th, 2017. It's another gig morning. There are little pieces of blue sky up there. Just between some of the clouds, there's still a lot of clouds around. It rained. Yeah, it must have rained pretty heavily last night. But it's they're talking about rain before 11 this morning. But it's a chilly, damp morning. Adriel Wiggins. I said Adriel Wiggins. It's Adriel Wiggins. I assume Adriel and not Adriel. I'm still not sure where I put the accent on the correct syllable. Apparently she listens on the weekend. I had no idea. I have no idea why people listen, to tell you the truth. I still don't. I talk because it helps keep me accountable. It helps make me get off my butt and onto the sidewalk and get out and start the hike. Because then I put a post podcast. Speaking of the podcast, I realized a couple of days ago, I just haven't dug into it yet, but the episode numbers, this is day 1451, I'm pretty sure about that. But the file number should be 1501. Because I've put out 50 more files than I have days walking. But the file number in the file is 14-something. That's part of the ID3 tagging. And I screwed it up somewhere. I screwed it up big time somewhere. Because it's off by about 100 now. I say that out loud, and it's like, yeah, you've actually put out 100 more files than you're currently claiming. Jesus, I put out a lot of content. Yawning. I'm trying to walk fast. And still leave enough breath for talking. It's an interesting balance. But I am so hungry. I learned yesterday, by the way, that I was testing my glucose 2 times a day, too often. So I need to cut back to twice a day. So I'll do morning and evening. We'll see how that looks. Tried a new recipe, Cajun grains last night, which is got some ground turkey and some beans and some farro. Which is apparently a kind of wheat. My body did not like the carbs. Based on my evening glucose numbers, it did not like the carbs. So I've been doing a critique, doing a beta read. Interesting story. It's a bit, I'm finding it a bit predictable. But I'm pretty sure that's because I'm a writer, and it's like, okay, this is tucked in here out of the way. That's going to mean something later. And sure enough, it does. This is tucked here out of the way. That's going to mean something later. Sure enough, it does. So I'm picking up all the foreshadowing clues. I may not be reading them exactly correctly, but pretty close. And I'm reading, John Ward put me in, turned me on to a book called I Am Legion, I Am Bob, which is, I think that's the name of it. I think it's written by a guy named Kroes, K-R-O-E-S-E. And I, you know, I'm looking at this going, really? Bob? I Am Bob. Book one in the Bobverse. Really? And I'm looking at it going, I don't know. I got the sample, I blew through the sample, I went immediately and bought the rest of the book. It's pretty good, I gotta say, it's pretty good. I'm walking hunched over, so the back of my shoulders are killing me. Let's see if I could do my Tai Chi walking here this morning. I tend to walk leaning forward, which tends to push me along. I have to move my feet in order to keep from falling on my face. But with Tai Chi walking, excuse me, oh my gosh, I got a good night's sleep last night too. Could have used another hour this morning, but so Tai Chi walking is walking as if you're suspended from the top of your head. It's it feels like you're leaning backwards, and you want to keep a vertical line from the top of your head, from the middle of your skull, straight down through the center of your body, and you want to keep that vertical line. Vertical, and you want to keep it tracking straight ahead without a lot of bobbing. Which requires walking with slightly bent knees, which most people do anyway. Still rather a challenge. Oh. It's also not something I can do quickly. Oh, sunlight. Oh my goodness, look at that. Holy cow. Came around the corner just as the sun broke through the clouds. I'm heading east. I'm doing my meditation with the blue sky and the warmth of the sun filling my body. My shoulders still hurt. Yeah, meditation doesn't do much for that. I'm still enjoying it. I think today will be like day 89. Tomorrow is going to be 90 days in a row I've done my meditation exercise. And the creative one is interesting. It's the same, pretty much the same exercises I've been doing. I don't want to walk under that tree. Say it with me. Monk post. With trying to get my brain to take on these two characteristics of spaciousness and what the hell's the other one? Had it a minute ago. Anyway, to take on this idea that we get caught in thinking when we shouldn't be thinking, when clarity comes from letting the mind be free, letting the mind not feel constrained. And I've been trying to do the daily exercise where I flash the little spark of light that expands to cover the globe, and then focus on my breathing, and then a little speck of light that expands to swallow the globe, etc., etc. And do that like three times, and you're supposed to write down the first thing that comes to your mind in a notebook. I'll even put it on 3x5 cards, but same idea. And you're not supposed to think of something clever. You're just supposed to think of the first thing you put down, the first thing you think of when you open your eyes. What are you going to put down? It's like, oh, that felt weird. Seriously. So sketch something, write something, draw something, whatever. I've written some lines. I don't know what they are. I don't remember what they are. In theory, we're going to come back and visit those in the next 10 days. And the last third of the 30-day cycle. I don't know what I'm going to do. I may go back to depression. I may go back to focus and do the 15-minute focus instead of the 10. Focus is interesting because focus is kind of it's kind of counterintuitive to what I think of when I think of focus, but it's because I haven't thought of focus. Oh, good morning, lilacs. Oh, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. They're gleaming. They got little spots of water, little raindrops stuck in their leaves. And the sun's glowing behind them, so they're like jewels. Which isn't terribly creative, but part of the walk is just noticing the world, noticing how the seasons progress, how the moon completes its cycle, how the sunrise every day is just a little bit different from the day before. Even if the sky's blue, even if everything else is the same, which it never is, every sunrise is a little bit different. And to a certain extent, it's probably because I'm just slightly different. Volvo. One of the old square box Volvos. I always wanted one of those real old Volvo wagon things. This sort of looks like a Jaguar XKE, but a little bit smaller. Now they're probably antiques. I don't even know what year they were. They seemed like pretty old cars when I was in my 20s. I did always want a Jaguar XKE. I don't know why. It's just, I saw one once and it was like, no, I've got a Taurus. Taurus works pretty good. It's an older one. It's not one of the new spiffy, beefy looking ones. It's an old. Owes a lot of its body to older Thunderbirds. It's not a bad car. Gets me there, gets me back. Today's Tuesday. Milk order day. I'm not going to order for milk because I haven't drunk any milk. I got cottage cheese last week and I didn't eat any of it. Maybe I'll have some cottage cheese today for lunch. The problem is I've got all this stuff I can eat for lunch. I've got all the leftovers from the last couple days. I tossed the remains of the chicken curry, I've got red beans and rice from the other night. I've got a piece of chicken from the night before last. And I have the leftover Cajun grains from last night, which make a good meal too. I need to come up with something that's not some sort of red bean and grain. Outside, I'll probably grill chicken. I can eat grilled chicken. I get some sweet potatoes, do a salad, do some green beans. I'm talking about food because right now my stomach is going, yo, dude. I think I've got one egg beater left in the carton. I've got to use that one up. I'm out of a bunch of stuff too. God, I gotta go to the grocery store again. There's blue sky. Still a lot of low-hanging clouds, but they're beginning to separate out. Some blue fjords in the sky here. Between the clouds. So I'm almost back. Am I going to make 20 minutes? No. It's not going to be too much over, but I'm not going to make 20 minutes. I have to get back under 18, but they don't don't seem to have the stamina. Which is not true, I do, I just don't have, apparently, the willpower. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.